Blog Talk Radio. I am so glad you saved your love for me. Lord, have mercy. Woo, whispers, let me hear you sing that song. Wow, I love it. Yo, those were the good old days. We had so much fun recording all those songs, and I remember recording that particular song. And because I've been playing four on the floor, boom, you know, just hitting it hard. And then this one was just like, it reminded me of the song Emergency, when we did Emergency for the Whispers. It had that doom, da, doom, doom, da, doom, that different kind of walk, right? And it was just so much fun. And so when I hear this stuff, it just, oh man, it takes me back. And I was trying to think of what could I share with you guys about that, you know, that music right there, you know, for me and for you, it just takes us down memory lane, and it helps and reminds us of moments and times and stuff. And so, you know, we both have that in common and stuff. And so the stuff that we didn't have in common is what I wanted to share with you, and that's in the studio with these guys and recording this stuff so that we can have this in common. Right, I want to share it with you so that you could have it in your head. Oh yeah, I know that story. I know that story. So that's what I'll do throughout the show today, is share different stories with you, different experiences in the studio with people like Shalimar and the Whispers, Dynasty, Lakeside, and all the groups that I had those personal experiences with, the Silvers and, you know, Carrie Lucas. And, you know, I'll share those stories that we shared and stuff with you guys. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask the questions. You can call in if you want to call in. And that number is area code 646-668-8537. Once again, that number is 646-668-8537. Just call in and we can chop it up. You know, I'll answer your question, or you can send me a message through Messenger, and I'll answer your questionnaire, okay? So, hey, Greg is off on the road, and I think he's going to Australia. And so, safe travels, my brother. He's on his way to flying from New York to L.A. right now, and then from L.A. to Australia. Or, you know, somewhere down below, right? And then also, Astrid just had a birthday, right? So this is her birthday weekend as far as I'm concerned. So happy birthday. I keep saying happy birthday to this child so many times. I can't stop it, but I'm happy for her. Because this is not just her birthday, but it's all, well, her birthday was actually on the 20th, okay? But it's not just her birthday, per se. It's also her first birthday since she they found the tumor, and now it's her first birthday since she has been cancer free. So it's a double, multiple celebration, and we're so happy for her. She is cancer free and she did what she had to do. That's my girl, walking right through it, and it happened. So proud of her. She is just, that's my girl. That's all I got to say. I love her. And so, happy birthday, Astrid. Have a wonderful birthday weekend. I know you're with your family on your birthday, and now your friends say, hey, it's the weekend. Let's do something together. So, I'm going to help you get started with your party, Astrid. All right, this is Astrid's party weekend, birthday weekend, so we're going to have a good time with her. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, to all my friends. Julianne, what's up, pretty girl? Much love to everybody. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Nydra from Dynasty, had a great conversation with her. Much love, Nydra. Hope you're doing good, sweetheart. We talked last night for a while. And so to Kevin Spencer of Dynasty, what's up, Kevin, my brother from another mother. Much love over there in Louisiana. Man, you know, they have some great food in Louisiana. I heard something. The name of this doesn't sound right, but the way it tastes is really good. It's called Boudang. Have you ever heard Boudang? Because I thought they were saying booty. I was like, what the? I don't want, And they were like, no, it's boudang, boudang. And so it's a combo. It's just rice mixture of different types of meat, you know, that they mix it and they blend it all up together. And then they put the seasoning and stuff on it, and put like onions and all kinds. It is so, so good. And you have to try it if you never tried it. If you go to Louisiana, boudang. Ooh, I know it sounds like the other thing, but it's boudang. And it's really, really good. So go have a good time and try it out. Let me know if you did, all right? Anyway, much love, guys. Let's get going on the show. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. Don Fleming will be in a bit. God bless you guys, and thank you so much for hanging out with us on the kickoff of the Solar Weekend. Much love. God bless you. It's time. Party time, Astrid. Let's go. Let's get the party started.
What do you think? What is it called? It's on the Lakeside Tank. you're not concerned. And you're sure to get your turn when you come home and baby's gone. Should you lose your right to sleep, because your game is surely weak.
Thank you.
it is not what you got. It truly is how you use it. Let Carrie tell you, right? My. Guys, we're just having a great time here playing some good old school songs from Solar Records. We celebrate the sound of Solar Records every Friday here on Solar Records Radio. And I'm just so grateful once again that, you know, I get to celebrate my buddy's birthday, Astrid's birthday weekend. And so we're just, you know, just going to have a good time together. I hope you guys are good and everything is good for you. You know, it's not what you got, how you use it. It's a song that we did right in the beginning of, you know, creating the sound of Los Angeles Records. And it was Solar was just coming into its own as Leon Silvers, hired by Dick Griffey, was leading the way. And he brought us guys in to play drums on, and not drums, but play music, play the instruments on all these songs for him. We were his musicians. And most of us were Dynasty musicians. And then Steve Shockley from Lakeside and Dana Myers. And so we were working really hard with Leon every day. We were in the studio doing what we had to do to help to create the sound of Los Angeles. We didn't know that that's what we were doing. We were just pawns in a big scheme. It was something that Dick Griffey, and I don't mean scheme in a bad way. It was just a big plan. It was something that Dick had dreamed of, and he allowed all of us to participate in his dream. And it was really a blessing for all of us, having Leon as the lead producer and making everything happen for us musically and giving us direction. Basically, Leon Silvers is the sound of Solar, to be perfectly honest. I mean, he is the one that launched the label of Gold and Platinum Records. With his sound, it carried it alone, and all the other groups followed suit and did what they did. And what a blessing it was. But Leon Silvers drove this train, and it was an amazing ride. It was an amazing opportunity for all of us. And I remember being in the studio recording It's Not What You Got, But It's How You Use It. And it just seemed like a real fun, sweet, cute song. You know, it wasn't funky. It wasn't none of that stuff. It was just like a straight, just give me a simple, straight beat, and let's just go with it. And it was just so simple and straight and long, very long. And I think it ended up, you know, it did pretty well for Carrie Lucas. And, you know, but it was all the guys that brought, you know, their blessings to the table and really blessed the sound of Los Angeles Records from the Throwdown Brothers. And so I'm so proud of them, and I love them all. And we miss William Shelby. He passed away, and Richard Randolph passed away. Pepper Ernest Reed passed away. And but, you know, there's a lot of these guys that are still alive and stuff, so we get to celebrate them constantly. So much love to all you guys for your contribution to the music industry. We appreciate you very, very much. So with all that being said, I want to keep this music going here on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and we are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records here together. Thank you so much for tuning in. Too good to waste it.
Other guys say that they can give you the world, well, the world of love is worth.
My. I tell you, it's just been an amazing, hour. The first hour has just been amazing because I get the chance to play this great music that I love so much, and I enjoy playing it, hearing it, recording it back in the day, and just remembering, recording this stuff with these guys and the relationships and stuff that we had, and how blessed I was to be around these guys and still, get to hang out with them periodically. And, the time is coming here in about a week or so, and I'm going to go see them again. My Ricky Freeze from Dynasty is with the time. He's been with them for about 30 years now. And Ricky Freeze was with Dynasty, and he was one of the Throwdown Brothers as well. So I have a relationship with the time because of him. And it's just so nice to see all these guys and Lakeside when they come. I go see those guys. I love them. And whoever else, anybody, whoever comes in town, they let me know they're coming. They're going to be in the state of Texas. And then I get the rolling. Get to kick the dust off and get up there and go and hang out with them. But listen, I have a caller on the line right now. So I'm going to bring her in. All right. Anyway, Julian, is that you, sweetheart?
Yes, it's me.
All right. What's going on, Julian? How's the weather where you are?
It's a little rainy, but it's fine. It's not too bad. It's like about 50 or so, but it's not bad at all.
Do you guys need rain where you are? In your state, do you need rain? Any more rain?
Not today.
Not today.
No.
Okay. But you do. So it's like you had enough, right? You're good. You're like, okay, I'm over the rain thing. You know, it's a rainy season.
Of course. So I'm used to it. The April showers bring the May flowers. So I'm used to this. But
all
I
right,
prefer
okay.
the rain over the snow.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there any particular reason why you called in today?
Well, of course. I have to wish Miss Astrid a very, very happy and blessed birthday.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Hi.
Hi.
I surprised you with this.
Surprise.
Yes. I didn't know I was going to be speaking to you. Yes. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you so much.
Astrid's all the way on the other side of the world calling in. So this is it's really great. I just was like, Julian's calling in. She's like, who is it, Julian? She thought she was going to talk to you, and she was like, hold on. And so she did what she had to do to call in just to speak with you. So I think that's beautiful. These are my two favorite girls in the world right here, hanging out with Solar Studio. So anyway. All right, girls, so y'all can talk now. I had to get my piece in. So, Astrid, what are you doing for your birthday weekend? Go ahead, Julie. You're the one.
No, I was going to ask you the same. I was going to ask you the same thing.
Okay.
Well, I had a family dinner last night, well, on my birthday, and we had a great time, laughed a lot, and shared old stories, you know, how things go. I'm 56, can't believe it. Time goes.
You're 56?
Yeah, right?
Watch
out. I'm up
you
to
and
60.
I are the same age.
Oh, yeah, but... sure.
I'm so proud of you. Okay, so...
Yeah.
And do you have any plans for this weekend, or is it me? Is it me that's trying to push that in, make that happen?
Well, you know, baseball started, so I have to do my job during the baseball.
Man, that baseball gets in the way of everything. Jeez.
On Saturday, yeah. And Sunday I'm going to relax, I think. We have some bad weather coming up. Only rain. So, yeah.
That's cool. That's good. That's good. Well, that's because usually when you do your baseball thing, it's like a week straight, and you even go out of town and everything. So you're not. It hasn't taken off that much yet. It's just getting started.
Yeah, it started in April and continued to October, I think. And they play in June the European Cup. But I'm only staying in Amsterdam when they have a home game. I'm operating the scoring board. And if they have an out game, I'm not going. One game in the weekend is enough for me.
I just want you to know that Julian Astrid does not play baseball. She's not playing.
Okay.
She's the scorekeeper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that sounds like fun. That sounds very interesting.
I know.
Oh, yeah,
I never met anybody like that before. They have that position that does
mm-hmm.
that. It's like, what? It's really important,
yes.
too.
Yes,
can't
it
sleep.
Is.
You can't sleep on that. And you know, in baseball, they don't mm-hmm. score that much. So I can see if you would fell asleep. Because they don't score a lot, right?
No, you have to keep your eyes on the ball and on the umpire. You have to, you have to see everything. Strike, call it.
You write
strike.
That down too?
Yeah, you know, every
baseball
field has a scoring board in the stadium, right?
Uh-huh.
And someone has to fill those scores in. Every baseball game, every baseball stadium has someone to do that.
Oh, so you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that here.
Wow.
How many strikes, how many balls, how many outs, how many hits, how many runs.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, so I cannot
you...
talk or, huh? What were those?
I thought you were just putting up, like, he got one home run, and he got two home runs. I thought I didn't know you were giving deep detail. Well, that's good. That keeps you awake. Yeah.
Oh,
you have
yeah.
to stay on your toes.
I cannot talk. I cannot call my phone during the game. I have to pay attention. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. the scoring board has to be updated, right?
Right.
Have you
constantly.
Ever seen a baseball game? What
mm-hmm, yeah.
else? Have you ever seen a baseball game?
Julian, she's trying to get in my case right now. Julian, have you ever seen a baseball
game? Yeah.
Julian,
have
you ever seen a baseball game, Julian?
Well, I haven't been to a game as an adult. So, you know, I mean, if I'm seeing it, if I'm watching it on TV, but... Usually I'm like into like the basketball games and, you know, depending on who's playing football, but usually basketball. But yes, I have seen, you know, the baseball games, but I didn't know that a scorekeeper did all of that though. I'm like,
I
thought it was just like after each home run. Yeah.
Right. Same here.
Oh,
so
okay.
Astrid,
I'm
not really a baseball fan. The only thing I like about baseball is the hot dogs. and I know that one song, "Take Me Out to the Ball." but as far as like, I don't know any of the players, but I supported you. I've been supporting you and the baseball for about five years or something.
Yeah,
every time I turn
yeah.
around, yeah. I'm like, why am I getting so excited about baseball? I don't even like baseball. Astrid.
I'm involved with baseball for 20 years now.
Yeah.
Because Marley and Navarro played it when they were younger.
Oh, she's talking about her kids. Those are her two boys.
Yeah.
Okay,
what are your son's names again?
Marley from Bob Marley and Navarro.
And Navarro.
Oh, okay.
Handsome. They're handsome.
Are they twins?
Guys. No.
Sarah Julia?
No, okay. No, I was asking if they were twins.
If they were?
No, they're not twins. She was asking if they were twins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're not.
No, they got big brother, Marvy, never wrote a little brother.
Yes.
Okay.
And he has an amazing girlfriend, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry, telling all your business, never.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's give a shout out to his girlfriend because she gave Astrid some beautiful flowers, a whole bunch of beautiful.
Sweet.
Oh my God! And then Marley bought her this amazing cake. I'd never even seen a cake like that before. What was that cake?
Oh wow! Well, I don't know in English. I don't think you guys have it over there or in another country.
Okay,
is it cold?
Is it a cold cake like a cheesecake? Is it cold?
Yes, it's a cold cake.
Okay,
and it's made from flour, from milk, from rice. It's cooked in milk. It's sweet with
cream
and chocolate. That's nice. It's
it's coming
out of the south of the Netherlands, actually.
It came out of the Netherlands.
Yeah, but in south of the Netherlands.
South of
the Netherlands.
Okay. Where are you? North of the Netherlands?
I'm a little bit in the west.
West? Okay.
West of Netherlands, near the beach.
Okay. How's the weather out there?
Raining.
Raining? Cool. It's raining everywhere.
Yeah. Well,
she was just complaining about raining where she is. It's raining where I am, and it's raining where you are, and we are all in different locations.
So where are you, Julian? Where are you in the States?
I'm in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, I've been in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes,
well,
in the city, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just one day, though.
Just one day?
Yeah, just one day. I traveled from Gary, Indiana to Detroit to see the Motown Museum.
Oh, okay, yeah, they're expanding it. Right,
what?
I remember you talking about that. I remember that.
They're
expanding the Motown.
I remember you
building?
Talking about that on the show.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Julian, but you said they're expanding it? They bought another house?
Well,
they're buying houses around?
Well, they're just not buying another house. It's just the... Yeah, they're just expanding it, like, towards another direction. It's on the same street, but, you know, they're just going back. They have some other,
land?
Some more space. Yeah, some more land. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah,
well,
and it should be completed by now, maybe.
Well, Julian, you right there. Can you go get some pictures? Come on, Julian.
Sure,
yes,
I will get some pictures.
Bring it for us.
Yeah, but you know, some parts of the museum, you can't take your cameras in there. You can take it in the lobby and in the gift shop, but once you start on the tour itself, then they don't want you to take pictures. Now, that was, I went before, but I don't know how they're doing it now with the new thing, but you couldn't do that. What about when you went, Astrid, were you able to take pictures inside?
No, I wasn't allowed, only from the outside,
Mm-hmm.
But it's very interesting to see how it all started, and when I looked up videos from the Temptations back in the day in the studio with the orchestra and recording the song. It was so amazing to be there in the studio, right? And I've seen the movie, The Temptations, and there was a scene out of the building on the grass, and they were chilling outside, and I was just standing there. Can you imagine? I was there too, and they were there in the 60s. Wow.
Oh, okay.
That's an amazing feeling. Yeah, that's really amazing.
I'm so jealous.
Well, you know, you have to go, Wardell.
I've never been there. Both of you guys have been there. I've never been there.
Well, most Americans...
You'll get
yours.
Make
a trip. Let's make a plan. All of us meet up there. Julie, you don't
that
have
would
to
be
do
nice.
Anything. Julie has to do
that
nothing.
That would be
she,
nice.
Okay? She
okay.
can say, okay, just real easy. Astra got to fly, get a passport, all
yeah.
kind of stuff to get across the country. And I got to figure out how to leave my animals to get up there. Lord, and Julian just go, okay.
Yep, yep. I'm like, okay, I'll see you guys in like 15, 20 minutes.
So, Julian,
right,
where you are, it's pretty cold in winter, huh? Detroit?
Yes.
Oh,
it's cold. Yes.
It's cold.
Very cold.
Very
yeah.
cold.
And everything.
Yeah, sometimes
wow.
it'll get below zero, but yeah, it gets very cold.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I say I prefer the rain over the snow.
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree mm-hmm. with you totally. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, I just want to say thank you, guys. This is a great, great little conversation, nice little break for me just to, you know, hear you guys talk and stuff. Two great women, and I'm just so happy for you guys. Astra, I'm really happy for you. Julian, Astra, this is her first birthday that she's cancer-free. And so...
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, she only had cancer for a little while because she was smart and she was on top of it. And she
okay,
took care
okay.
of herself. She took care
good,
of herself.
Good.
And, you know, she did that. She got in with the early detection. You know how a lot of people don't do that? And they procrastinate.
Right.
And they keep putting
yeah.
it off. But she got in,
yeah.
took care of business, and now she's good to go. And now we have
yeah.
to chase her and catch up with her.
Just listen to
well,
your
that's
body.
Great.
Just listen to your body and go to the hospital, do some research. It's better to be there early, and I don't like needles and everything, but yeah, you know, you have to do what you have to do, and before it's too late, go get yourself
right.
Checked. Yeah,
and
this is kind of
private, but it really broke me when Astra told
mm-hmm.
me that
yeah.
Astra, can you just tell them, you know, your emotions when you walked outside of the hospital after they told you you were cancer-free?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a sunny day, though, and I was overwhelmed with emotions. I walked out of the hospital crying, laughing,
mm-hmm.
and looked at the sky and the trees.
Mm-hmm.
I felt this is my new chance to enjoy the little things in life.
Sometimes
you're so busy and focused on work and stress, and you forget how thankful you actually have to be.
You know, I did a song. I wrote a song with Howard Hewitt and Kevin Spencer, and it's called "It's Not What You Got, But It's How You Use It." And so, but no. I'm sorry, that's not it. That was for Carrie Lucas. But this one was for Shalimar, and it's called "You Won't Miss Love Until It's Gone." And when I think about what Astra said when she came out of the building, and you know, out of the hospital, and she looked at the sky and the trees,
mm-hmm.
everything, the vividness of it was like, okay, you're there, I'm going to
mm-hmm.
see you for a while. It's like a new relationship all
yeah.
over again, because the before mm-hmm. when she came out, it was like all of those things were going to be taken away from her, because you come out, they tell you you have cancer. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
you, and for a mm-hmm. lot of people, it's a death sentence, right? They just think, oh, my
mm-hmm.
God, I can't deal with this. It's over. I'm done. And then, but for her to come
but
out again.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's also
Wait,
the
Astra?
First thing. That's also the first thing what you're thinking if you hear you
right.
get cancer. You think,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Right.
It's over. And so when you came out of there, and she said that she had these emotions of laughter I mean, upset. She was crying, but she was laughing at the same time.
Yeah,
it was like the crying was the weight. The weight had been lifted. That's the crying part. It is gone. And the laughter is that I am free of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. I'm free. Now I can go and live my life. And so her birthday is a double birthday. It's not just the birthday of another. She turned 56, but she also had turned cancer free. And so that's my girl. I'm so proud of her. And I love Astrid.
Oh,
I love her.
You.
And I'm so happy for her because we went through this with her the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning to right now. And so it was a journey. It was a journey. And, you know, I was always checking on her state of mind, you know, making sure she was okay. And that's important, people, that, you know, you if you have a friend or a loved one that's been told something like that, their state of mind is important. Please stay on top of that with them and help them to be strong to get through it. So that at the end of the day, they could walk out like Astrid and cry and laugh at the same time. Like, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord, for saving me and keeping me. You know, so. But anyway, we love you, Astrid, and we're happy for you. That's why I want you to have a great, great time. You said you're going out tomorrow night, so have a great time. Enjoy yourself. And
thank you. I will. And thank you. It was nice talking to you.
Oh, nice talking to you too, Astrid. Yes, you celebrate twice.
Well, celebrate life every day. Every day. Celebrate life every day.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And this is awesome. Well, ladies, you guys are blessed. The airwaves, thank you for hanging out with me and sharing love with each other. I appreciate that. And we're going to just take a little small music break, and then we'll be back, guys. So, ladies, go do your thing. And thank you again, Julian, for calling
in.
Thank you, Astrid. Is there anything else you want to say?
Take care.
Is it, anything else, Julian, Astrid?
You can go ahead, Astrid.
Well, I want to thank all the listeners and keep listening to Wardell. He has amazing shows and lots of awesome music that we all enjoy. And wish you all the best, Julian.
Well, thank you. Same to you. Same to you as well. Yeah, I'm glad everything worked out and everything is working out, and you know you got your whole life ahead of you. So enjoy your days and your birthday, and
absolutely.
You know, every day.
All of the birthday wishes. Astrid got so many birthday wishes, so I know she wants to say thank you to you guys, and I want to say thank you too for her amazing birthday wishes. That was so sweet. You know, you catch this young lady off guard with that. She's been sitting there just typing away, trying to respond to everybody.
I'm
how
so busy doing
that. She's got to go back to work and finish saying thank you. All right, Julian, anything you want to say before we go?
No, I'm just going to sit here and continue listening to the music and everything. I see you had hotline and emergency, you and I'm like, oh, okay, I see this telephone thing going on, so maybe operator by Midnight Star be coming up sometime.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you did that on purpose or not, but I'm like, okay, hotline, emergency, what's going on here?
I just played Midnight Star, too. I got another 36 minutes left, and I'm about to play you guys a mix of some of the Solar hits, and I played on 98% of the songs that you're about to hear.
Wow.
I was like, wow, there's a lot of songs I played on. But anyway, so here we go with the Solar mix, and much love to you guys, and thank you, ladies, again. Have a blessed weekend. I love you guys.
And you too.
And all right. All right, and I'll see you guys soon.
Love
talk
you
to you
too.
Guys. All right, bye-bye.
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 The love flowing my direction. Cause like the fall of Niagara, baby, our love will always flow. I see that something different change. Like when boy meets, these things never change. That when you're
on Soul Eye Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts, and that's a mix that I have. That it's a Soul Eye mix, and there was a song on there from Lakeside that they came in that wasn't me playing. But I got to play drums on all those songs. I'm like, whoa, the songs that you still hear. I'm just so blown away. I mean, that's Dynasty in the background. Hear that? That's us. That's my groove. And so, you know, I got to play drums on all these songs. It's just amazing how that happened in such a short time in my career. Like, you know, from 1970, I'm telling my age, right? Okay, from 1979 until 1985. I was there before I went to A&M Records and stayed there for another 5 years writing and producing. And so, but it was just the beginning of Soul Eye, and it was just a beautiful time, man. And so I'm so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all the people that participated in that venture with me. It was just beautiful, and I love all of you guys still. And, you know, we bump heads. Different people bump heads, but you know what? That's life. You know, the difference is that we're not family members, sometimes the people that bump heads don't even want to stay. There's no pressure to fix the problem, so it just lingers and lingers. But that's not really good. That's not smart. That's not wise. You got a problem with somebody, fix it and move on, okay? And so, but much love to all my brothers and sisters from Soul Eye. God bless you guys. Thank you for supporting me for so many years doing the Soul Eye Records Radio thing. And I appreciate you guys. And continued success to them. They're still traveling around and performing these songs that we wrote and produced and played for them. So, you know, God bless you guys. Just enjoy the moment, because it is a gift. And to all of the listeners, and I thank you guys again for hanging out today. And Astrid and Julian, thank y'all for calling in, having a great conversation. Much love to you, sisters. We love you, love you, love you, love you, and appreciate everything that you guys do. We got a new website that's being built right now. I know we just had a new website built, but they gave us the wrong one. So we had to start all over. It's just so crazy. So anyway, it's being done right now, and it's a slow process. Oh, I have no idea what I'm doing, and I have other people doing it, because I have no idea what to do with it. But anyway, guys, so I want to just thank you again for tuning in and hanging out with us here on Soul Eye Records Radio. I'm going to let Shalimar take you to the river here, and you guys have a blessed, and Astra, have a wonderful rest of your weekend birthday. Enjoy yourself, be safe, and don't let anybody drinking drive you around, sweetheart. We love you very, very much. Come on, Shalimar.
Just lay it back. You know, everybody's got a fantasy. I got a thing, you got a thing. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you about my thing. I've always had this fantasy about going to the planet of Venus and visit Venus, queen of love, and swim with her in the famous river of love. So one night while I was asleep, I must have been dreaming, because I heard a voice that said,
no!
I've been elected to take a trip afar to go galactic. And Venus, your destination. So Venus, we love your space connection. Is this really paradise I'm in? And are you really standing here next to me? And does
please let me be your mighty macho man. Hey, baby, bubba, shake it, shake it, booty, baby. I really suck it. I really suck it to you, mama. I know you love me. I know you really love me, baby.
By this time, she didn't quite understand my language. Coming from a different place, you know, all this slang I use. But I know she understood where I was coming from, and I know she dug it. Cause when I smiled at her, she smiled at me. And you know, being the gentleman that I am and everything, I didn't want to take advantage of the lady. I sat there, I talked to her, and I asked her, I said,
is it wrong to touch your pretty hair?
Take me to the river.
goodness. Anyway, guys, have a blessed weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. We love you and appreciate you very, very much. We'll see you tomorrow. Solar Wants to Dance at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard. And not 3, but 2 p.m. Eastern Standard. All right. God bless you. Take care. Julian, this is your request. This is your song. Midnight Star. Operator. Catch y'all later. Good night. God bless you. Enjoy.
Would someone please hang that phone up?